Well, he was not only a great cricketer, he was also a fantastic commentator. You know, he probably, with the likes of Arlott and Brian Johnson and various people like that, he was in that category. It was almost a natural thing for him. He was, of course, trained as a journalist in Sydney, so perhaps sort of moving on to commentating was not as difficult for him as it might have been for other people.
Oh, I didn't know that. So let's talk about the 1960s, because you did play against Rishi Beno, didn't you? And just tell us about the first meeting against him.
Well, I first played against him for Middlesex against Australia in 1961. And then in 62, I was selected to go to Australia under Edward Dexter and the management of the Duke of Norfolk. And I played against him for the MCC against New South Wales, where I have to say he got me out quite easily. And I played in the first Test match against Australia at Brisbane later on, at the sort of December, I think it was, in 62. And in my first Test match against Australia, I got 80, and then I was caught Alan Davids and bowled Beno for 80.
Were you? And it just brings to mind how cricketers never forget moments like that, and you know exactly how many you made and who got you out.
Yes, well, one of the reasons why I remember it is because I should have got 100, and that would have been my 100 in my first Test match against Australia. And that would have been, if I'd have done that, that would have been 500s in my first 10 Tests. So I've thought about it almost daily for the rest of my life.
Oh no, have you? Oh dear. Taking yourself back to the 1960s. What about the man himself? Because I know times have changed now, but, you know, England, Australia, it is the Ashes, but they shared a drink, didn't they, on the balcony after a day's Test match?
Yeah.
Did you get to chat to him very much?
Yeah, and Richie was very much like that. He was a down-to-earth sort of bloke. You know, during that time, in England, it was still very much sort of amateur and professionals, which it wasn't in Australia. And so he was always one of the lads. And, you know, he wouldn't get upset if you called him by his Christian name instead of calling him captain. Throughout my career, I always referred to the captain of England as captain. I never called Ted Dexter Ted. I always called him captain. And I always called Mike Smith, who I played under, I always called him captain. But Richie, I always called him Richie. Because that was the Australian way. You sort of naturally fell into that sort of thing, really.
Yeah, interesting the differences there between forgotten. Well, of course, it was amateur and pro in England still until, I don't know when, the late 60s, was it?
Well, no, in 1963... they abolished amateurism and we all became cricketers.
And yes, everything became a little bit more equal, didn't it? But let's talk about his commentary career, because as you say, he sort of fell into it, took to it like a duck to water. He'd had that training as a journalist already.
Yes,
but his style was very different, wasn't it, to other commentators?
Yeah, well, he had a natural wit about him. And because he knew the game, it came over in his commentating. But as I said, he was really quite humorous. Once Vivian Richards was batting, I think, at Sydney, and he got something like 280-odd against Australia. And later on, 3 years later, they're commentating, and Richie, somebody said that Vivian Richards loved Sydney and even called his daughter Sydney. And to which Richie replied quickly, "We ought to be grateful that he didn't get 280 against Pakistan in Lahore."
Oh, gosh. Do you know what? I've seen a few quotes along those lines, actually, this morning. And one thing that a lot of people are mentioning is the art of the pause, the art of not using too many words, but only a few will suffice.
Well, that was, of course, the mantra for TV commentating, is that you let the picture do the talking, really. And unlike radio commentary, where you've got to explain every single detail, you didn't have to do that when you were commentating on television.
And he did it so well, didn't he? Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
No problem.
Thank you. Good to talk to you. That's the former England Test player, Peter Parfitt, from West Norfolk. And as you heard there, memories of playing against Rishi Beno twice in the 1960s.